For sure. So they've had a great start to the season. They dropped their first game to Windsor, but they stormed back, knocking off. They knocked off McMaster, Ottawa. They just beat and they beat York before Ottawa. Okay. So they're 3-1 now. They just won their 500th game in program history.
Oh wow!
They've had a lot of.
What's going on? Do you want to go? Tanya Dunhaskigo, then on the Watahusa Dutch, Ungahuan, Hadiwanodus, and the Aboriginal voices, Oscar Dewanyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And you are tuned to CFRC at 6 o'clock on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Ani Nichikimek, Doug Farquhar, Indigenous Cause, Minwa Sean Story, is now Minwa, and a Shnabi Nwewin. And Sean, it is gorgeous outside.
It is.
Except the sun's setting very quickly these days.
It is a lot faster.
It feels that way, yes. Well, if you look, it'll be setting just before 7 o'clock. So it's kind of a little bit of time.
Run out there.
But it doesn't rise, or at least it doesn't hit the windows on my northeast corner of my house until after 7 o'clock in the morning. So the daylight... it's getting shorter. But tonight, the real spectacular event in the sky. It's the September full moon. How's that?
Is it?
Yeah.
Already?
So right now, you could probably go out and look for it.
I looked out at it just the other night, and it was like half.
Yeah, that was a week. No, it was a half would be 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that the full moon is, and so lots of light last night. So it felt, it didn't feel as bad, I thought, as it did in the past. September is kind of equal. That's why they call it an equinox coming up this weekend.
Is that?
Yeah, 21st
equinox?
Roughly. Yeah, 21st of September. Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all, Doug. Mm-hmm.
The only downside to that is that every day we get 2 to 3 minutes fewer minutes of sunlight a day going into December 21st. So all those people who are enjoying going out for a walk in the evening, right after classes, I saw a few people walking around.
They were walking home.
All over. Yeah, but... this is it. This is warm. It's going to be nice and sunny, but you only have till 6:15 or 6:30. Then it starts to really get cool.
Is this their, like they're in school now?
A lot of students are, yeah. Anyway, you know, but I wanted to say that here on Aboriginal Voices, this is a special day for us.
What is it? Why?
And it's... CFRC allowed us to start Aboriginal Voices, the radio show, right here at CFRC, Queens Radio. And it is...
1 million years ago.
31 years ago. I remember sitting here, shaking like a leaf, getting ready to start. And thank goodness you're here to keep me in good form. So
yes,
yeah. But you know, it's amazing. Do you know that this is episode in since once a week we do it for some time. Episode 1561.
1561.
That's how many weeks we've been doing Aboriginal Voices.
That's
fine. I love it.
I kind of wonder to myself how many kilometers that is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For me, I think it's like, what, close to 100 kilometers?
Round trip?
Here.
And back.
And back?
Yeah.
No, it's like 70, isn't it?
It's mine is just 30 kilometers from here. From
it's only 30
where we're sitting
you?
To my house.
Yeah. I'll look.
Yeah, that would be good. Check it.
I'll check it out and see.
When we started this show,
then we can.
We're gonna reflect on.
Then we can do
technology.
The math.
We did not have computers to help us with what we're doing.
We didn't have phones. We had the landline.
And you had phones hooked up to this board and everything.
Yeah, we had all. I meant like cell phones.
Oh, cell phones. No.
Yeah, there was no such thing as that.
Not until BlackBerry came along and said, "Hey, have we got something for you?"
Then Apple showed up.
Yeah. And Nokia. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun. We're going to go back and look at things that were here when we started and how things have changed over the 30 years. And actually, someone was saying, well, you know, can't you say it a little differently? And I said, yeah. So this is, we're into our third decade. How's that?
Third decade.
Yeah.
30 plus years.
That's it. Yeah. So that's not bad.
Right here.
And you know, the building hasn't changed.
Entertaining the masses.
Well, yes, it's more now because
maybe
of the change in technology.
Maybe what they say, entertaining the ether.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Because sometimes we're almost certain that there really isn't anybody listening.
There is a spaceship from Earth that was traveling and left our solar system. And last week or early this week, the scientists at NASA received radio waves.
Oh, no.
From outside our solar system. And so I'm wondering, I don't know the speed it's going to travel, but does a sound wave ever stop traveling?
Like come back?
No, just from CFRC when we broadcast from our transmitter.
Like we got to get those scientists.
Oh, okay. So, well, there's a question. There's a question for you to help me answer next week.
Maybe we can get an astronomer on here. One of those Neil deGrasse type guys.
There you go. We've got it. We've got the whole observation system here at Queens. Yeah. You'd love that. Telescopes and everything.
Bring Mr. Wizard. Mm-hmm. Whoever.
So I was looking back at who were the people that we started with, and I brought in a cassette tape. You remember these?
I do remember those. Uh-huh. But fondly.
It's got a nice...
So back in the day, I would have had to spend countless amounts of money... to get, and I was like there, I was serious, like saving my pennies to purchase. I believe the model was Marantz.
A Marantz. Oh,
it was a Marantz unit.
Going for the best, weren't you?
Oh yeah, of course I was. And we have a lot of that now because you know we're older. Did it drop CD up?
It landed the right side.
You want me to get it?
No.
I can get it. You can continue talking.
You keep going. You're doing a good job.
So anyways, I was going to purchase this Marantz unit. And it, at the time, it was like $800-$900. Maybe I don't get that one. And it was really cool because I had like VU meters on it.
Oh.
And I don't know, at the time I thought, hey, I should have some VU meters so that I don't go hot on my recordings. So anyways, later on, I wanted to purchase the Sony version of the same idea. Mm-hmm. And that was expensive too, so that didn't happen. And then I ended up purchasing a mini disc recorder.
You came in right into the future at that time.
Yeah, I did too. And somehow I was able to put that information on a computer or something like that. Audacity. And, well, the rest is history. 30 wow. years later.
Uh-huh. You still have those?
No, I do still have the mini disc. I didn't purchase the other.
That's funny because when I was 18, I used part of my paycheck to buy a reel-to-reel tape deck. Yeah. A reel-to-reel. You know those big reels of tape?
I do. Yeah. I do remember these.
And, yeah, but it came in handy over the years. I learned how to use it and lugged it all over. And, yeah, I even loaned it to a very special friend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And you used it for something too.
Yeah, I did. And then I think I gave it back.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's still active. So, tape decks. So we started with reel-to-reel tape decks here. You and I used them here at CFRC. Then we found out going to cassette tapes was much more efficient.
Cassette tape, yeah.
Cassette tapes. Except that when you want to find it, you've got to kind of figure out where it is on the tape. That's what you want counters for.
But also, it made it more difficult because when you did the reel-to-reel, you could edit. You could just edit over there.
Yes.
And you cut your tape and all that. I think we talked about this with...
that technology is used in the Rachel. Computers these days with and, the language.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing, language, everything is right there. Mm-hmm. And so it made it a little more difficult with cassette, but we made it work.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play Don Ross because Don Ross's music was first brought to CFRC in March of 1993.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And Don Ross had spent a number of times over from 1993 through to 98. Visiting Kingston and playing at the Blues Festival and then a couple other festivals. Remember Del Vezo was...
I do remember Del Vezo.
You know, organizing things, and Don Ross was teaching guitar.
That's right. Yeah. Del was bringing... And I always wondered if he was like the Del of the computer people. And he said, unfortunately, no.
He wished he was, right? Anyway, that's so Don Ross and Susan Aglekark was the other person that came to mind right away to start our shows. So that's where we're going to play for you right now. Don Ross with, he did a special on Sugar and Sugar
he did.
Blues.
Yeah, right? I remember this.
And maybe next week I can, you know, kind of get it set up to hear the 30-minute show that they put together. He played the music, sang a couple of songs, but also talked all about for diabetes. And Laughing Dog Plays were the people who put it together.
Laughing Dog Plays. Mm-hmm. I remember them.
Yeah. So, so I thought, well, let's start with that, Sugar. And that'll get us started. We have no sugar here at CFRC.
No?
For this 2 hours.
Not a, yeah.
No, not at all.
I had some on the way here.
Oh, did you? Oh. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to be good this week, not having
no,
any.
No.
Yeah. And what are you watching right now on your I'm watching, I see waffles.
Yeah, there's this, like a little
a
thing
waffle
here.
Maker.
It's the worst thing about phones is that you can watch them.
Yeah, without the sound.
You can watch a video.
Funny.
I can turn it up.
No. All right, Don Ross, you all set?
I am.
And this is Sugar.
Please.
And then we'll do Susan Aglekark following that, okay?
All righty.
Echo Canyon. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Spirit of the land, till the way of life was taken. of the suffering child to the one they love so well. They all wonder where the man they knew has gone. Where's the warmth in a heart that's turned to stone?
Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
Don't Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit kingstonwritersfest.ca.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
while, Sean, how was that? Sort of a take you back.
Amazing. After a while, I thought to myself, hey, I know this person.
That was Susan Englekart with Echo Canyon.
Susan Englekart, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. Actually, I'd never thought about that to write down. But remember, you and I, for the very first
interview we had. Yeah, I answered an ad to show up to this thing they were having here. I don't even know who put it together. You and some other people put together this. Farmer. Gary Farmer.
No, well,
but was he not the
originally? It was
the media program.
Gail Hill Devlin. She was teaching St. Lawrence College, and Mark Howes.
Oh yeah, Mark Howes.
And he was a graphic artist in the
That's
area.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Is he still here?
He's at Queens now. He works at Queens in the policy.
Oh, but he always was, wasn't he?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
He used to. I thought he worked in like the print shop or something like that.
No, he was in charge of graphic arts.
Then he was like, oh, I'm a writer.
No.
Yeah, Mark Howes. Yeah, he used to work for Kingston This Week.
Is that right? Wow. See, I didn't know that. There you go. Anyway, yeah, those were the three of us got together. Gary Farmer got to be part of it because
he had a
magazine, a glossy magazine called the Runner Magazine.
Yeah.
Its name, sort of a side branch here, the name of the Runner magazine was a great name because in Mohawk tradition, they had people who were the runners from community to community,
mm-hmm.
and they would carry news back and forth from one community to the next, and so the runner was very important to bring stories, to bring news about what's happening in a community, ask for help, give help, that sort of thing. But Gary was a little concerned after the second year of his magazine not having as many people pick it up to talk about it because it was constantly being put on a news rack or thinking of others.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. But they were putting it in with the like Runner's World, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember that.
In fact, he said there was not a running shoe in any of his... His magazines.
Not a one.
No. Anyways, he said there were moccasins.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I answered this ad. We started radio, learning radio. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't think of his name now. Carry on.
Gary Farmer's name?
No. There was some other guy here who used to teach. He was like the station manager guy. Yeah.
No, that maybe the program manager.
Yeah, he's probably program.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He used to take care of teaching anyways.
Right, yeah.
People.
How to learn how to use the
what to
the
do
tools and, that we have here at CFRC. That program's still in force. They still bring in volunteers to CFRC.
Yeah, it's a great program.
Yeah.
You do get a hands-on understanding of each and every one of these things in here, of which there are less now because of these computers.
Oh, no, there's a whole lot more, but it's still fun.
No. Like, you don't got to go searching near as much for CDs and stuff like that or albums.
Sound
of 12 any kind.
Inch albums, 45.
It's all like, you know, accessible through the keyboard. So anyways, I don't know. I sent a letter to EMI at the time.
Oh.
And I said, hey, any chance I can get an interview with that Susan Englekart?
Mm-hmm.
And they sent one back or called the headquarters there. And they said, yeah, sure. Well, then it was like, well, what am I going to do now?
Bring a recorder.
So I found a recorder. I don't even know where I got it. And you were there. And we ended up recording Susan Klug, our interview. Day one. Out of the gate.
That was the first interview.
Yeah, the big, the kahuna, so to speak.
She made us feel so comfortable.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Since then.
Since then, everybody knows what we've done.
Since then, less comfortable at times. But, you know, always fun.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. So anyway, and then, and Susan Aglukark has gone on in her musical career, because she not only was just a singer and put out a couple of albums at that time that we met her in.
She was hot 94, at the time.
95. But
she was on all of the radio stations, right, all over the place.
But she was also working hard within the music industry, sort of the administration side. And I think, wasn't she a vice president of EMI at one point?
I don't
know. No, we can check it.
I haven't followed.
She was able to put together Susan Aglukark Foundation to support new musicians from the far north. At that time, it was Northwest Territories, but then it became, in 1999, became Nunavut, and then Northwest Territories, and then the Quebec side, you know. Mm-hmm. So there are four different communities across the north that are Inuit. And so she was supporting, and still is, I think, with her foundation, young musicians who are trying to bring music. And ideas. Yeah.
Somebody is.
So that's one of the biggest changes that I saw over the years, right?
Her?
Well, yeah, but the impact.
I don't think you could say that.
No. One of the biggest changes, the impact that she had, not only on the singing, like you said, everybody heard her on the mainstream.
It was like mainstream.
But also helping.
Well,
young
we played
people.
Her here.
We did.
But I don't know that we can call this mainstream. My gosh, she made a name for herself, and then she does the motivational speaking.
Yes, yeah, that was pretty good.
Did well for herself.
So you know, it's another change that you and I have seen. The first 25 or 30 years, the changes came slowly, but then you know, people like. Susan was working at it really hard. The other group that I wanted to bring in to talk about at that time was Kashtan.
Yeah.
From the Innu community, which is, you know, sort of around Sept d'Isle, Quebec.
Yeah, you talked to them or no?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you.
Claude McKenzie talked to us when he was just, it was at a bad time for him because he was just breaking up with his cousin.
Yeah, I feel as though we were, maybe it was on air. Right.
Oh,
it was like we didn't record it pre-record. That's in the business.
Yeah,
we call it pre-record.
Right. No, this was. Yeah. But I did get a chance to interview and chat with Florent Volant.
Yeah.
And but he was, you know, he had finished with Kashtan and stopped that. He went on to do recording. And Florent, much like Susan Aglukark, but in a different way, Florent was set up a studio to bring in young First Nations, at that time they called them. Yeah. Right? But young musicians and first time recording to sell CDs in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was doing that in Montreal. And so... You know, big changes in the world for everybody. The other person who was doing really well is out of Hamilton, Daniel Lanois. Yeah, but he was a long time before all of our time here, because he worked with Robbie Robertson and some others producing records from the 1960s on.
Yeah.
So.
So, Robbie would never come, though.
He was in Kingston.
We tried.
He did.
We tried. We were like, he was showed up here, received some kind of a piece of paper from Queens.
It was a very special
like
one.
Like a doctor of music or something like that.
Doctor of laws.
Oh, was it laws?
It's an over.
What does he know about the law?
Well, it's not about the law.
It was just the music.
It's a special award that's given.
They give the music one out already?
They don't give them that way.
You can't give out two.
You just get it this way. You know what? I got thinking about this last time you said it. You remember the movie The Wizard of Oz? Yeah? And finally...
This is a
giveaway. But yeah. Finally, when they got behind the curtain
they got up there,
it's just
they
a regular
it was
guy.
Like a dude.
Yeah. Guess what? That regular guy, the dude you call him, the wizard, he came up with a scroll and he gave it to the Tin Man.
Oh, yeah, to give him a heart.
That's it. And then he got another scroll and he gave it to the Scarecrow. You have a brain and we recognize it. Okay? You're a good thinker. And the lion was a little afraid to go up and get his scroll, but it gave him courage.
Oh, yeah, because that was his deal, right? Yeah. And there was flying monkeys.
What? I think that's where I put my my sweater over my head. Cause
flying
I like
monkeys. I never liked this. I like the movie.
Okay. Anyway.
And I think I... You know what?
Cashed it.
Here's like a thing. I watched it in black and white.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a little, maybe a 12-inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
12-inch black and white in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I watched it. I don't know. This once was enough.
But you still remember it, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what an impression it has. Florent Volant and Claude McKenzie did some really good music, and they did a really nice project the late 1990s where they traveled across Canada and went into communities, and they recorded and they listened to drummers, the people who make their own drums and drum and sing, and they collected right across the country drumming and the drumming sounds, and then they recorded them and took them back to their studio in Montreal. So, you know, I would love to hear a little bit more about that project, because it was just amazing to me that, you know, they would think to go and do that.
Uh-huh. It does. It does sound like an interesting idea.
Anyway,
once the guitar guy gets done...
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to hear from him. They want to hear from the guy playing the guitar.
Yeah, that's okay. Or the piano guy. You're a piano
person. Or the piano guy.
Everybody wants to hear you play.
Right, Steinway builds it, sends it out the door. They probably don't even know how to play piano.
And you know, you never asked me what I played. Never mind. We're going to go to music.
I think I did.
All right.
I think I did once, and you told me. And I was like, really, the radio? I think you said you played the radio.
That's it. Or my cassette recorder.
Played hockey.
yeah. A drummer. I used to hit my stick on the ice. here's a good one. You picked this one. It's in French, it's chez vous. In English, it's your place.
Oh, okay.
And in
what are they doing at my place?
Well, it's the land. That's their place.
I think it's my space.
Yeah. So we're gonna hear this from Florent Volant and Claude McKenzie, and then another one that you kind of liked. I'm not sure how much I liked it, but you always ask me to bring it up. So
play this one,
Harry Canna.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one?
One right after the other. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Well, there you go. That's the sound of that one. It's the, I guess, It started out with a little crackling sound.
So CDs aren't perfect. Back in the day, they were thought to be the industry standard. Not anymore.
No?
Maybe it just needs to be cleaned.
Well, we'll try it.
Well, that's the one you dropped, isn't it?
That's not nice.
Didn't you drop it?
It was already a bit scratched, but we're going to try it. I gave it a little swipe, and, you know, it's not on your sleeve.
See, this is what they don't tell you.
What?
Like, when you start up, like, oh, yeah, you can do a show. It's awesome. It's the best thing ever. Yeah. And then when you get here and you realize, hey.
No dead air. Whoops.
Time marches on and CDs get scratches.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try it again. Florent Foulon, Claude McKenzie, and we're going to try it, see what happens here. It does say, this is your place.
Because
that is Cashton with Harry Canna.
Douglas.
Isn't that nice?
It, well, certainly. Certainly it is, Doug.
Mm-hmm. But... Do you remember what you used to ask me when that first came
play
out?
Play that one.
Yeah. You asked me if I ever did that. I did it, Rod. See, you're bringing back old memories. This is fun. Sorry. A lot of people didn't hear that.
Because you were, even now, fairly active. And you said you were, took part in some race, and I equated it.
The Ski Marathon, yeah, where you cross-country ski.
It's basically the Iditarod. And, I mean, really, what's funnier, a Canadian ski race, or you did the Iditarod?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no, that's got dogs in it and stuff.
No, that's a lot longer.
That's a dog race.
They go 1,500 kilometers.
Yeah.
Forget it. Anyway, now we're back to what 30 years of doing radio here with about Aboriginal voices. And over the years, we've changed perspective. And one of the ones that we started with in our finding the information as it was going was the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples. It started before we started.
My gosh, yes.
What year did it start?
Apparently 91 thereabouts.
Yeah.
Like it showed up because of that Brian Mulroney. Brian Mulroney was like, hey, the Mohawks up there in Gunnasadage, they won't let us put a golf course in there. And then after, 75 days or whatever it was, 120 days a year worth of occupying a certain space, they walked out, right? They just decided we'll walk out. Military was there, I think. Is it the French military?
No.
Or just military?
Well, it was the Canadian.
Like the army guys.
The Canadian Armed Forces.
Was it, is that what they call
them? No, but they're the
Do
police.
Do they have like an army?
No, they have a police force called the Sûreté du Québec.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah. So they're like
them.
They're like what we have in Ontario, OPP or.
Yeah, the OPP, but they weren't there.
No.
No, well, it was the military
de,
guys.
The Sûreté du Québec started.
Then
they had to back away.
No, yeah, leave. Mm-hmm. We're going nation to nation here, not.
That's right.
Not you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, they walked out, and then yada yada yada. Oh, hey, maybe we'll have one of these royal commissions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somebody put pressure on Mulroney. He's like, oh, all right then, and they came up with that. So what, 5 years later?
5 years, yep.
5 years later, they published a paper.
Well, several papers.
I'm saying paper only because...
Yeah, but no, they
it's like a huge thing, 6 volumes.
And they did it on CDs.
Yeah, they did it on CDs.
They did. And now Queen's University Archives has copies of them available electronically.
Here, if you can find anything to play this on.
Oh, yeah. Now, actually, when do you remember when it first came out? I do remember this very clearly because we had a guest. The day before the actual Royal Commission. An Aboriginal people document was to be handed officially to the federal government. We had a special guest, Marlene Brand-Castellano.
Yeah.
And she was part of the commission itself in doing ethics and she had a hand in making sure that the research that was being done with Indigenous peoples or Aboriginal people was actually being done properly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's really good.
No, it was amazing.
So Marlene was here to talk a little bit about it, and we only wanted to know what it was like to be a commissioner, right? You know, like
whatever. What do you do? That's what we wanted to know.
We wanted to know what's it like. How much stress is it? That sort of thing. Well, I do remember she said originally she was only going to give us 10 to 15 minutes. We set it up. You did. You set it up.
She gave us more than Robbie Robertson.
Marlene gave us 2 full hours. Yeah, we had to pick a break at 5 to 7 to give her a chance to have a couple of water and
drink.
Yeah, and
back when we used to have water.
Yeah, and also we have. Well, we always do at the top of each hour. We have to do the CRTC. Special.
Oh, well, we got to do that soon. We'll talk right up to it and then show people.
But the real Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples was great, big thing. I don't know if you read it, but I spent time. I didn't read the whole thing in the first year. I read parts of it.
I am happy to say that no, okay, I did not read it.
Well, I read the majority of people of Canada.
I read the titles,
right,
and I said, "Wow, that sounds." I got movies to watch.
Well, actually, that's in there too.
I got people to see, and.
Okay, so.
So to me, great. It was a good thing. And a lot of the stuff is now being implemented in organizations off territory.
Yes,
off res. In the grand landscape that is Canada, wonderful. It's good to see the building blocks that were placed upon that foundation so many years ago, taking place. They're building a house, I don't know, something like that. Oh, wait. No, I got a better one. They're building a better future.
An inclusive one.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, in all of I got asking the question, and I asked you today, I threw it at you before we started the show.
Did you?
How many Royal Commissions has the Government of Canada had since July 1st, 1867?
Too many.
450.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
They have like a Royal Commission. They were trying to do a Royal Commission every like other week.
No, because I started looking back in the 1800s to see what sorts of titles they have. The one that stands out most importantly is the best means for improvement of water communications for the Dominion of Canada and the development of trade water communications. That's because that was the highway at the time, right? Right? Because
it was, yeah.
So then I got looking and said, oh, okay. So after they did a 2 year, that was 2 years, the water communications, 1870. Then in 1873, they did a royal commission relating to Canadian Pacific Railway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and and when I looked at that, I thought, oh, my goodness, I wonder what's in there. And I searched around, and I found, I think it was early 2000s, that there was a professor of history from Regina, the University of Regina in Saskatoon, who had done a research on the impact of putting in that Canadian Pacific Railway line across from Winnipeg to Vancouver. What was the impact on First Nations? And he wrote a book called Clearing the Plains.
Clearing the Plains.
Dr. James Dashick. And it turned out James was coming to Kingston to speak at an event put on by the history folks and the Four Direction.
The history folks.
Well, you know, the people, because the Four Directions were involved in it as well. And through them, my connection at the Four Directions with Jan Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so I got to meet and spend a bit of time with James Dashick about his book.
I seen her the other day.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Invite her to come in one day when she's free.
I will ask.
Okay, good. We'll leave it at that. Say hi to Jan for me. Well, do it right now. Hi, Jan.
I'm sure she's sitting at home listening.
Okay. But James Dashick was a
If you are, give us a call.
Was a really...